Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Austria introduces a lockdown for the unvaccinated. Hostile patients feeling unsupported and a numbing sense of doom are driving doctors and nurses to leave healthcare. And a large Catholic health system built a $1 billion private equity operation. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, November 17th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. For months, there have been headlines about hospitals unable to fill open positions and healthcare workers burned out from the pandemic, quitting or retiring early. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more than 450,000 people have left the healthcare sector since February 2020. But just how big of a problem is this? In a Great Atlantic piece, Ed Yong looks at what's behind this exodus. Physicians and nurses often go into medicine as a calling to help people. There are long, hard days, and it's emotionally draining when patients can't be saved. But that's expected. What's new is the hostility of unvaccinated COVID patients who are filling up hospitals. This disillusionment is leading some healthcare workers to lose compassion, feel unable to do their jobs, and it's impacting their mental health. Add this moral injury to the frustration clinicians felt earlier in the pandemic when some hospitals cut their salaries, didn't have enough masks to keep workers safe, and offered wellness tips instead of time off to recuperate. The bonuses being offered now are too little too late for some healthcare workers. Veteran nurses say they've never seen this level of dissatisfaction between hospitals and employees. And the resignations, which are pouring in from experienced clinicians, are putting more stress on remaining workers, disrupting care teams, and in some cases, endangering patient safety. As one primary care physician told The Atlantic, physicians are some of the most resilient people, and when they start leaving their jobs en masse, something is very wrong. It's common for health systems, even not-for-profit ones, to have for-profit investment arms to fund innovations to improve care or hospital operations. But as a Stat News investigation finds, 140 Hospital Ascension, the country's largest Catholic health system, is doing something different, building a $1 billion private equity operation. The St. Louis-based system is partnered with a PE firm called Towerbrook Capital Partners to invest in companies with some checkered pasts. Ascension's website says the returns from these investments are to be, quote, reinvested to support Ascension's mission to care for those who are poor and vulnerable, unquote. But since the system started this investment firm, it has actually cut care at some safety net facilities, and its levels of charity care have held stable. And that's while Ascension's investment income has grown significantly over the last 5 years. In 2015, its investment income was 3.5% of the system's revenue, but by 2019, it made up almost 19%. The firm has also chosen some questionable companies to invest in, like a debt collection company now called R1 RCM, which Ascension invested $200 million in back in 2016. The company has faced investigations of aggressive collections practices that included forcing patients to pay in the midst of their treatment, as well as Medicare fraud allegations. Ascension, Towerbrook, and R1 RCM declined to comment in the Stat News story. Healthcare policy researchers and consultants called the arrangement unusual and said they were unaware of other health systems that are this involved in private equity. As COVID cases rise across Europe, there are calls to reimpose more public health measures. Spain is planning to place limits on gatherings, and in Germany's capital city, Berlin, only vaccinated people are allowed in restaurants, bars, and sports facilities. In neighboring Austria, which has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe at 65%, the government is ordering a 10-day lockdown for unvaccinated people 12 and older, which is about 2 million people. With the exception of going to school, work, getting medical care, or buying groceries, unvaccinated people are supposed to stay home or face a fine. This move will be enforced by police, comes as concerns resurface about hospitals in the country becoming overwhelmed. Meanwhile, in the U.S., five states plus New York City are opening up COVID booster shots to all adults, even though federal health agencies have yet to expand eligibility. Arkansas, Colorado, New Mexico, West Virginia, and California are issuing or planning to issue new guidelines that say any adult can get a booster dose. Pfizer and BioNTech have also appealed to the Food and Drug Administration to expand boosters to all adults. So far, more than 30 million people, or about 15% of Americans, have gotten a booster shot, and about 59% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. Also, on Tuesday, COVID vaccine maker Pfizer announced a deal to allow its antiviral COVID pill to be produced by generic drug makers through licensing agreements with a United Nations-backed public health group. This follows a move last month by drug maker Merck to do the same for its COVID treatment and allow generic drug companies to supply the treatments to other countries. Pfizer's deal excludes some big countries like Brazil, which has been ravaged by COVID. In a trial, Pfizer's antiviral pill reduced hospitalizations and deaths by 89% if taken within 3 days of getting symptoms. The company has submitted to the FDA for approval. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, shares of the online mental health company Talkspace plummeted on Tuesday. Shares were down 36% as of the market close, after a disappointing earnings report and the CEO's departure. The overall healthcare sector was up about 0.33%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.